Day 34, April 7th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 9, verses 1 through 17, and was written by the Reverend Shannon M. Garrett Deggie, class of 2021. During the Lenten season, Christians are called to a time of reflection, renewal, and reconciliation with Christ Jesus, with one another, and with oneself. One of the ways we can participate in the work of reconciliation is through widening our lens and experiencing the world from another perspective. There is an approach to theology known as womanist theology, which is defined as an interpretive approach that centers the experiences of black women in the biblical narrative. The womanist approach prioritizes experience as a way of knowing. In John chapter 9, verses 1 through 17, the disciples and the Pharisees both want to know something. The disciples want to know who sinned to cause the man's blindness, and the Pharisees want to know how the blind man's eyes were opened. Both the disciples and the Pharisees are seeking knowledge through facts and data rather than through experience. Facts and data are imperative in most aspects of our lives, but sometimes we place too much emphasis on who, what, when, where, why, and how, and forget to feel, to be present, to experience. The gift of Lent is an invitation to feel. It is an invitation to reflect, renew, and reconcile. There is a wealth of knowledge in research and reading, but also in feeling and experiencing. The Pharisees experienced Jesus performing a miracle. Instead of immersing themselves in the experience as a way of knowing, they launch an investigation. Instead of praise and thanksgiving, they offer skepticism and ridicule. From their place of privilege, the Pharisees protest Jesus' act of healing on the Sabbath. But for the blind man, even one more day of injustice was too many. Not only was the formerly blind man's vision restored, but his life and livelihood were as well. His life was changed in dramatic fashion. It should have been a celebration, but instead they launched an investigation. This Lent, I invite you to prioritize experience as a way of knowing. I invite you to widen your lens. Christ Jesus invites you into the work of reconciliation with Him, oneself, and the world. Today's prayer. God of justice and love, so often we are blind to everyday blessings and miracles. We get so caught up in being right instead of being righteous. We get so caught up in the investigation that we overlook the celebration. We forget about the marginalized and seek to criminalize. Cover our eyes in your miraculous mud, so that we may see again. Wash us in your healing waters, so that we may feel again. Strengthen us through the Holy Spirit, so that we may experience again. So may it be. Amen.